Half a century ago, communist-hunting Senator Joseph McCarthy conducted 160 closed-door hearings. The previously sealed transcripts of McCarthy's Permanent Subcommittee for Investigations hearings are open to public scrutiny for the first time. It's a five-volume set of more than 4,000 pages. NPR's David Wellner reports the testimony was published by that same Senate subcommittee as a kind of cautionary tale.
Suppose you got a call last night saying at 9:30 this morning you are to appear before a closed session of Joe McCarthy's deeply feared Senate panel. You can either go or be prosecuted for contempt of Congress. If you want to invoke the Fifth Amendment to avoid self-incrimination, expect the Wisconsin Republican to tell you that's just what communists and spies would do. Thus were the secret preliminary hearings McCarthy held in 1953 and 54 to determine who'd be subjected to public televised hearings. Maine Republican Susan Collins today chairs the Governmental Affairs Committee McCarthy's panel was a part of. The newly released transcripts, she says, show how character assassination, mudslinging, and guilt by association trumped fairness and the truth.
They shed new light on a shameful chapter in American history, a time when hundreds of innocent people were paraded before a Senate subcommittee with little regard for due process or their constitutional rights.
Those called to testify before McCarthy's subcommittee range from composer Aaron Copland and poet Langston Hughes to obscure employees of the government printing office. Senate Associate Historian Donald Ritchie, who spent 2 years compiling the transcripts, says one man committed suicide upon learning he'd be called before McCarthy's panel.
He was not called. However, others who worked with him, and this was in the Voice of America, were called to explain what had happened. And it was, in this case, it was just the atmosphere of fear that he was sure that he was going to be targeted by the subcommittee.
The man's suicide note is published in the volumes. The Senate historian says the secret hearings revealed none of the communist infiltration of the government that McCarthy sought to expose.
We found that in not one single case did any witness who testified before Senator McCarthy actually was that witness imprisoned for their testimony, that either the Justice Department refused to prosecute or the courts threw the cases out, or in the very few cases where people were convicted, all of the convictions were overturned. And eventually, in 1957, the Supreme Court ruled that witnesses before congressional committees do have their full constitutional rights.
For Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, who last year chaired the investigations subcommittee, it was a bad time for America when McCarthy was hunting for communists. But he thinks valuable lessons were learned.
I think there's greater awareness of McCarthy and what the tactics can be used by people who are trying to quiet dissenters. And there's greater resistance against those who would try to still voices that they disagree with.
Still, one of Levin's colleagues questions how much progress has really been made.
This is a dark hour for civil liberties in America.
Democrat Russell Feingold is today, like McCarthy was half a century ago, Wisconsin's junior senator. Feingold says he's not ready to label the current era the same as the McCarthy era.
But I can tell you, what I'm hearing from constituents, what I'm hearing from Muslim Americans, Arab Americans, South Asians, and others, suggests a climate of fear toward our government that is unprecedented, at least in my memory.
Feingold was the sole senator to vote against the post-911 USA Patriot Act that greatly expanded government surveillance powers. The secret McCarthy transcripts, he says, are a reminder of how vulnerable personal liberties can become during times of fear. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.